Good morning and welcome to Lagos Talks 91.3. It is time for your favorite financial advisory program. It's time for Everyday Money Matters. But do be reminded, EMM, Everyday Money Matters, a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions should not be considered the financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal or business financial related issues. Now that we have that out of the way, if you want to learn how to grow money, keep money, make money, then you're in the right place. This is Everyday Money Matters, and if you have questions on how to do the following, all you have to do is call any of these numbers live. There's 0809-222-0913. That's 0809-222-0913. Also do try 0809-234-5913. That's 0809-234-5913. But also on social media at Lagos Talks 913. Join the conversation there. You can add Naira Metrics as well with your questions and views. Of course, we have the money man in the building, Ugo Dre Obichukwu. Good morning.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, we're corona free. We're ready. It's a brand new year. We're going to invest. What's really going on?
Corona has a new name, by the way.
Oh, anyway, Lagos, good morning. COVID-19.
Yes. Good morning.
So that they won't be spoiling other people's business, you know?
Yeah. So they've moved the name because you're spoiling somebody's name.
Someone's business. And they've been actively advertising against it. So now it's COVID-19. So let's not hear Corona anymore. Right. This is Everyday Money Matters. And a very interesting story that I really want us to clear up today, because I mean, I saw the headline. I thought there's only one person that can answer this question, and it has to be Ugo Dre Obichukwu. So before we start taking your questions, we have to talk about this particular headline. It's out of major newspapers today, even on social media. It says CBN approves 6 firms for milk importation and bars others. You know, if you see that headline, you start to ask certain questions. Wait. So why these 6 companies? Do they have a particular interest? Are the owners maybe related to people in government? These are the questions that have been thrown around. But going deeper into the story, it is actually something else. So why exactly these 6 firms? And is it that they were picked or for some other reason? Tell me about it.
Before I get to that story.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Valentine first.
Oh, we'll talk about Valentine.
No, do we talk about Valentine before or after?
Before and after. You know, for those who didn't do anything and they're out to run. Hey, what can I say? Yes, it's needed. It's necessary.
Okay. By the way, it's happy birthday to a very, very keen listener of the show. His name is Lo. So happy birthday, Mr. Lo. I'm sure he's listening right now.
Happy birthday.
Just, I don't know how old he is, whether he's 20, because he sort of looks like he's in his 20s, so sometimes he's 30.
But looks can be very, very deceiving.
Happy birthday, man. Nice. You're born on Valentine week.
Yes.
Money, so where you go spend this week? You go spend All right, so to the milk story, and then we get to Valentine. So here's what has happened today.
Yeah.
So the government, as usual, decided that they were going to restrict milk importation to companies that engage in what you call backward integration. So which means you not only import milk, you also manufacture milk. So now, the reason why you have to do both is that your production facilities is not enough to meet the demand for the country.
Yeah.
So the government also wants to encourage production of milk so that it gets to a point where you do not need to import milk anymore. So that's why they say, that's what they call backward integration. So you import and at the same time you manufacture now. Because if they allow everyone do it, then it means those that are investing in manufacturing would not be competitive.
Lose out. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because it's probably in the short term cheaper to import
as opposed to
manufacture. So
growing the value chain.
Manufacturing value chain.
Yeah.
Wow. There's been a lot of criticisms around that policy though, because sometimes it favors the people who do the, backward integration themselves often, can form cartels and can, basically control prices.
Yeah, monopoly or control. And all that.
So the guys who sacrifice here, it's not necessarily those who invest in backward integration. It's actually you and I who have to pay for the milk, because we're paying for the milk at a higher price.
For this period.
For this period. And a key example is cement. It was the same policy in the Obasanjo era.
Oh.
When, yeah, when we had backward integration for cement. So those that were allowed to import cements were those that also had
that backward plant. Integration.
So that's why you have the likes of Dangote Cement, Boa Cement, Lafarge,
Ibeto
Cement. So all of them also do production.
In the long run, it worked out for that particular industry.
Yeah, it did. The only challenge here, and that's why people, you know, are a little bit apprehensive about these policies, is that cement prices haven't actually come down
since that time.
But the question is that would it have gone up?
Oh, that's if we had continued with the importation, obviously because of the price of the dollar and all other factors.
Yeah, so, but it hasn't actually gone down. Then you also have to balance that with job creation. So because the cement industry
has created
a whole lot of jobs, lot of livelihoods. So that's what you look at. And of course, on the other side, the government doesn't really get a lot of tax revenue from cement companies, because anytime you build new cement plants, you get what you call pioneer. Yeah, so you can get a tax break and things like that. So that's what has happened. So I think these six firms are the only ones that have
the backward integration. Yeah. So it's not like they were picked out.
No, it wasn't like they just gave it just a day. Like your face. Come on.
come on, run the milk things.
Not that way.
Yeah, so if you're listening, that's
misconstrued.
Yeah, basically. Thank you for clarifying. Thank you so much for clarifying.
So next time, don't always read headlines. Just read the news. A lot of people, you just read headlines. See what it does. Read the news. Just
very important. Because a lot of times they cast those headlines for that particular reason, to sort of grab you, you know, to make you look at the paper and read.
Let me give you the Nairametrics version of that story. Headline says, CDN restricts Forex for milk imports to Nestle, Chi, Friesland, three others.
Aha.
So what you see, they just selected these guys.
That's not what it is.
Read it. You see where they mentioned that.
The backward
integration.
Yeah. Integration, sorry, not compatibility. Right.
So it's Valentine's Week, Sadiq.
Yes.
What have you planned for your beautiful wife?
I don't know why you're asking me this question. What have you planned?
Because you have to do something.
Of course. Something has to go down.
It's not that cake.
You just want to go and buy cake.
Let's go and buy all those 10K cakes.
Why are you not?
And just drop.
Can we not just...
What do you want to get for her?
The plans are in the works.
In the works. Now, the plan would have been sorted out.
No, in the works means it's in a book. The book is called Works. So the plan is there. So don't think I'm saying it's in the works as if we're planning it. It's there.
There's an American story that ran this week that claims that most of the... resorts that we have, the few resorts we have in Nigeria are all fully booked.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I will not be
fully
surprised.
Fully booked.
So that means if you have it in the works, there's problem. Really, but you know the funny thing, I'm not surprised. I'm absolutely not surprised. Especially this year, a lot of people have realized that traveling out, you know, might not be the best thing. The staycation is actually a good idea, and I think the quality of the resorts we have around have also improved, or at least there's a diversity of what you want. So if you want the bohemian type of style, you know, out there, no electricity, just the beach and the waves, you can do that. If you want a more luxurious type of experience, you can do that too. So I guess it kind of makes sense.
And the Valentine economy is quite huge. How much to spend on Valentine in the US?
I really hate hearing those figures. It scares me.
Last year.
Yeah, how much?
It was about... Hold on, let me give you the right fact.
I'm sure it's in
billion. It was about $27 billion.
Wow.
And it was $20 billion the year before.
It's
that
growing.
Valentine's Day sales. Like everything you buy.
All the activities, the things you buy online, everything. $27 billion. Wow. It's amazing how, you know.
So it's likely going to be like that here as well. Probably not as much, but
definitely.
It's going to run into billions.
Wow.
Because it's just do a simple math. Let's assume the average guy spends 5,000 naira. Which is quite of. Yeah, any girl, any couple that spent 5,000 naira for Valentine. Yeah, I don't know.
No, but it can happen, I think.
5,000 naira.
There must be a way.
Times 100,000 people.
Wow.
Only.
And that's just 5,000.
That's 500 million.
Wow.
No, we're more than one. Less than 1 million.
Yeah, yeah. Are you talking just Lagos? Yeah, I mean, 180 million people.
Exactly. So 10% of 180 million people is 18 million. 5% of that is 9 million.
Wow.
So 9 million people alone spend 5,000 naira.
That is a phenomenal.
That is 45 billion naira.
That is a That's a small estimate, so to speak, because people are obviously spending way much more.
Exactly.
Ah, so it's an industry.
So it's a huge industry. So it's a good it's a good bargain for the good time to like sell.
Yeah, and exactly, it's a good time to tap into.
So look at the guys who sell, you know, great, Valentine cards. Do they still give cards these days?
I think I've seen one or two last year. I don't know if they're out this year because people seem to be going away from cards. You know, the traditional things people don't really care about.
They don't do all that again. You know, so the card diamond rings are going to sell. Some people are going to propose the spirit. Hotels are going to fill the book. Babies are going to be made. drinks are going to flow.
Oh yeah.
Wine, food. A lot of hotels organizing like Valentine Day dinner, you know, around Lagos, across Nigeria. So it's a whole economy on its own. It's huge
stuff. And we should actually be thinking about tapping into that economy. I mean, if you think about
anytime you say tapping, do you want to tax Valentine?
No, not tax. I'm saying get into it. Be one of those people collecting part of that 25 or 45 billion naira. I mean, there's something
like
you can
everybody.
Do.
Yeah, that's
rentable.
Think for about those it. That are Valentine single.
Exactly.
For the first time, I can align with this.
Hey, so now
for
you're
those that are Valentine single.
Picture this, you know,
just rentable.
Just rentable, and it's Friday. You're going home to the family that will be stressing you. My God, where's your boyfriend? Where's your girlfriend? Just rentable. It works. I'm telling you, this is a worldwide phenomenon. Laugh at me now, but most of the greatest things were laughed at the beginning too. Right. Anyways.
And Lagos, by the way, that Friday, please brace up for the traffic.
Traffic, and there's not going to be a single restaurant that is free of people who are couples. So if you're single, plan Singles Day.
I better book on time for now.
Here's Ali. Right. Let's get into some questions that have been sent. Let's start from the very beginning, which usually is a very good place to start. Right. This one says, please, how do I verify insurance claims of an agri-tech investment? That's interesting.
Insurance
claims of an agri-tech investment. And there are a lot of these going around now. They're doing pretty well.
Well, I think if I get your question, you want to, you know,
be sure
in agri-tech companies, they typically would insure your investments. Right? And they tell you that, we have insured.
Because we see that a lot. Yeah. They say, yes, this investment has been insured. But first things first, what exactly does that mean? When they say the investment is insured, does that mean no matter what happens, if the crop fails, if, you know, anything happens with the process, does that mean you'll get all your money back?
Well, it depends on the terms. To be honest, I haven't seen some of those terms.
Okay.
But logic suggests that they would give you part or all of your money. So depending on the kind of premium you pay for the insurance. Yeah. So typically when you invest that money, they tell you that there's a premium that you have to pay on it. It's the same thing. Even if you take a bank loan today, you pay insurance. I hope you know that.
That's part of the loan itself when you're paying back.
Yeah.
Okay.
You pay down. Paid on insurance as well. So, same thing. So to verify whether they paid insurance, you can ask for your policy number, if they did pay, you know, on your behalf.
Okay,
so if they paid for a group, maybe for a collection of people who invested, you can still ask for the policy number, go to visit the, NICOM, the insurance regulator.
Yeah.
And then, you can verify. I think there's also this website, NIID or something like that, where, you know, you typically verify insurance policies. If you just, they have a search bar, just type in your policy number in there. And most times, if you're insured, you know, it'll pop up. So maybe try that. I don't know if they do that for, you know, all sorts of other insurance, but maybe you want to try it.
All right.
And then you can verify. You want to verify your money. You don't want
to
take chances.
Yeah, so please, very, very important, because that's how they start telling you, Ram ate the corn. Yeah, no, we don't want that. Moving right along, this says, as a startup, are you supposed to save your profits and reinvest your capital, or reinvest both capital and profit? He didn't leave a name, but he says thank you.
You want to chop your capital?
No, not that. I think you've invested.
So as a business, by law, by practice, your business is a going concern, so you're not actually supposed to eat your capital.
Okay.
You're supposed to eat your profit if you must eat anything at all. So if you invest a million naira in a business and the business makes 1 million naira, So you take out ₦1 million, that's your profit. So you have ₦1 million left as your capital.
Wait, I'm confused. Wait,
you start the business with ₦1 million,
and then you make a profit
of ₿1 million.
Yeah, so that means your capital.
You now have ₿2 million.
So your capital and your profit.
In total capital.
Okay.
Which is now original capital.
Oh, and then the profit.
And the profit. Right?
Okay.
So you can eat the profit to as much as ₦1 million and leave the capital the way it is.
Okay.
Right? And then continue to invest in that business. But once you start to eat into that capital. Now what you're telling, you know, the government is that you are either reducing the size of your business or you are looking to shut down
your business.
Because that capital of $1 million represents something in the business.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So you don't eat your capital if your business is supposed to be a going concern.
Okay.
So you reinvest. You invest the capital.
Mm-hmm. And you can also reinvest your profits
as well. So that's why people tell you that, you know, what's your dividend payout ratio? So for every ₦100 of profit you
made, how much goes back
and into the business and how much is paid to you as dividend? So don't eat your capital.
but let's say, just asking, at least furthering this question, what is the percentage or what is a good percentage of money you should reinvest?
That's it. Well, it depends on the industry. It depends on your, you know, dividend reinvestment plan as a business. Yeah, it depends on a whole lot of stuff. So you can want to reinvest 30%, 40%, 50%. It just depends on you.
It depends on you.
Yeah, it depends on you. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're a one-man business, if you're a business that has a board of directors and shareholders, you guys can have what you call a dividend policy. So your dividend policy can be that, look, you guys pay dividend 50% of all the money you make, you pay it as dividend, and then the remaining 50% you invest it back in the business. So that's a policy.
So I can say something about your business as well. The policy as it is.
There are some companies, there are some businesses in Nigeria that by law you should pay 100% of your dividend. They're called real estate investment trusts.
So they have to pay 100%
of their dividend. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Interesting. Right, we do have a lot more questions and we still will take yours. We see the phone lines ringing, but we do have to go on a very, very short break. Everyday Money Matters continues right after this.
The biggest conversations are on Lagos Talks.
That's right. Welcome back to Lagos Talks. Welcome back to Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. My name is Sadiq Ugodre in the building and we are answering your questions. We have this one here and it says, hi there. This is H.O. Corn. Oh, okay. No. He's saying, hi there. There's this H.O. Corn agency asking people to invest in corn all over the internet. Now, would you say it is a wise investment? And how can one invest a spare $700,000 and get good returns in 6 months? Hey, spare $700,000.
You got to be very careful about this, you know,
agri-tech
companies. I don't know which ones are licensed. You gotta be very, very, very careful because you know how it is now. Once everybody notices that,
that
you know,
something is making
this
money,
is what
then
is making money now, and everybody just wants people want to do it. So
some people might come out and not actually even have a farm or anything, but just put it out there and say, yes, we're doing corn, bring your
you
money.
You know what I was thinking, Sadiq? Very soon, you're going to see people telling you that they are pulling funds so that you can invest in, say, to market or taxes.
To what?
Anything. If I can pull funds so that you can invest in agro, why can't I tell you that? This is what we do.
Yeah.
So if you bring ₦1 million, right, we'll be giving you 5% every month.
Mm-hmm.
So that money, we get it, and then we invest in supermarkets across Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just sell an idea to people?
Yes, you did. I just heard it and I'm recording it. So go on. Go ahead. Please don't stop. Maybe not a great idea, but yeah, okay, fine.
So we pull funds together and we invest in. Or we pull funds together and we invest in taxes, Ubers and stuff like that. That's what
that's
we do. And we buy cars or we invest in this. So it's all
pulling funds.
The underlying investment can be anything, actually. Anything. So it's all pulling of funds. So by law, if you're pulling funds from the public for whatever reason, you need to have a SEC. license. Approval.
Approval. Okay.
Yes, SEC has to approve it. But if you're just pulling funds
out of it,
you know, privately, uh-huh. like I just come to City Alpha, okay, give me 5M there. Never. If you do this business.
No. Not you, I'm just saying. So I'm just saying. I'm preparing myself.
Oh,
I'm visualizing a situation where someone comes to me without a license and what I'll tell you. So yeah, sorry. Go on.
I see. Anyway, so if somebody comes like that,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you know, that's private. So maybe you don't need to just.
Oh, okay. So if it's
but if you just making public, go, you know. So I don't know how to do it these days, though. But please just be careful, man.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. I've never heard of that company before.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. So
okay,
you know,
okay.
Just
okay.
Be wary of them.
Yeah, very, very important, because, like you said, it is a sector that a lot of people are putting money in, and people seem to be getting returns. I mean, the percentages we're seeing in a whole year, 24% in some cases, 16% and whatnot. So yeah, we will start seeing cases like this. Let's go to another question here. It says, what are the implications of having 4 duly registered limited liability companies? He says, same ownership, but different sectors, services and industries all have their own bank accounts. Is there... When people have, you know,
I don't know what's wrong with that, though.
Yeah.
Except, are you trying to avoid taxes?
Do
you want to have 4 companies with less than 25 million in turnover so that you won't have something? Because that is just so basic. Like, you can have 10 companies
yeah.
and have 10 different bank accounts.
Yeah.
That's really what should happen.
I mean, there's,
like,
nothing,
there's nothing there.
Yeah, even if it's owned by the same person.
Except
I mean,
this is just an indirect question.
That would they come after me if I have said. No, but let's look at that. Just in case, I'm not saying for this person, yeah, but just in case. So if I had 5 different companies and each of them were making below 25 million, they all had their separate bank accounts, would there be, I mean, would I have to pay the tax seeing that it's owned by the
So let's
company?
Assume that you have company A.
Yeah.
Rentable.
Yes, thank you very much.
And then you make 20 million, you don't pay tax.
Okay.
And then you open company B.
Mm-hmm.
And you call it
Express Toilets.
Yeah.
Uber
it's the
toilet.
Same boo.
Yes.
Same business.
Okay.
But you just give it a different name.
Uh-huh.
And it's owned by you.
Yeah.
So that you won't pay tax.
I'm not saying so that I won't pay tax.
No, I'm just giving you an example.
Okay,
now.
Yeah.
You're doing less than 25 million.
Uh-huh.
You open the third company again.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, boo rentals. Same business. You're doing less than 20.
Yeah.
And you still own it.
Uh-huh.
The government will look at you and say, Oga. Common ownership, same business. You don't evade tax, I mean.
So you have to pay.
We're gonna tax you, man.
Okay, so if
because
it's different,
it's the same. Yeah, but if it's
different sectors,
different businesses,
then it's
even if it's common shareholding, then nobody's gonna
yeah, stress.
So long as they're under 25 million.
Just checking.
This guy wants to be a conglomerate.
Exactly.
4 businesses,
already
4 bank accounts. You're a conglomerate
in different sectors. People are having money. I'm seeing
that's
people
a
say,
consortium.
Spare 1 million, spare 700K. I like where this is going. This one says, what side business can one invest
in? No name there.
No names. I don't know what's going on. It says, what side business can one invest in for $500,000? So it's looking to invest $500,000. People are having money. What's going on? Everyone's here saying they have spare 1 million, spare 700K, spare 2 million. What's going on?
I don't know what side business you want to do with 500K, though.
Yeah, but isn't there a lot you
really
can do?
That's tangible for your time. I'm not sure.
Yeah. What, was that too small or depends on the
know.
Kind of business?
I really don't know what kind of questions like this are very
vague.
Yeah, quite vague, and
yeah.
I don't want to give you start farming or go. And,
it also depends on personal skill level.
I need a bit more information, you know.
Yeah.
So there's so many kind of businesses you can do. What do you want to do? You want to go and open a shop downstairs and be selling with that card?
Super
seller.
I mean, if you're listening, I don't see a name, but maybe send in more detail as to what you're interested in, the amount of time you want, whether you want active or passive investments. Active or passive side business, I should say. Then hit us up.
But as usual, you can go visit Nairametric website. We have side hustles that you can do.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Check them out.
Mm-hmm. And that would help. Wow, so many questions, and I'm getting this on. It's talking about private equity. But we've run out of time. I guess we'll take that question next week. So please, quickly, for the people, tell them how to reach you.
Oh, yes. More questions. Visit us, www.narametrics.com.
Yes, yes.
For your questions.
Yes.
And then you can also, you know, send us a message on WhatsApp, right?
Yeah,
you have
yeah.
the WhatsApp number, so mm-hmm. I'll give it to you.
Yes, please.
Just a second. I always forget that WhatsApp number.
It happens. When you have too much money on the mind, that's what really going on.
Yeah, so that everybody can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
So WhatsApp numbers, join our WhatsApp. WhatsApp gang.
Yes.
Also on Telegram, 0805-104-0390.
Yeah, one more time, slowly.
0805-104-0390.
All right.
0805-104-0390.
Thank you.
Drop your questions there and they'll pick it up. Also, you can slide into the DM of Niametrics and drop your questions. We will answer. See you guys
on the other side
of Valentine. We'd like to hear your Valentine stories. Starting with Sadiq.
Yes, thank you. We'll be on the spot. Right. Thank you so much. It's been Everyday Money Matters again. Do keep listening to Lagos Talks 91.3. As you know, coming up next is the most exciting sports show.